Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 137, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary, or the Matthew Henry Commentary, or some other great commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Now, today, beloved, we are reading Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. The Bible reads, After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. Verse 8 reads, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, edited by Dr. Walvert and Dr. Zook from Dallas Theological Seminary. They go on to say, a significant feature of this fourth and different beast was that it had 10 horns. According to verse 24, they represent 10 kings. As Daniel focused his attention on the horns, he saw another horn begin to emerge among the 10. This little horn had an insignificant beginning, but in its growth, it was able to uproot 3 of the existing horns. This little horn was noted for its intelligence. It had the eyes of a man and its blasphemous claims. It had a mouth that spoke boastfully. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening today to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand His holy word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou and you shall be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6